Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're continuing our discussion on comfort today, and I want to focus on comfort at home, and really more specifically, comfort in your primary relationship. You know, I've noticed that when people get too comfortable in their primary relationship, they start to take their partner for granted. And when that happens, all of a sudden, you know, you see the romance die down. They stop going out of their way for the other person or for their partner. The compliments cease. You know, that thoughtfulness of the nice things they do, that sort of falls to the wayside. And all of this, it just sort of dies down. And, you know, yeah, you get comfortable, you get used to each other. But here's the real risk. If your partner is not getting that attention from you because you're too comfortable and you just assume that everything is always going to be okay, what happens when they start to get that attention from someone else? And that's where you start to see transgressions. Normally, when you see people start to have affairs and cheat, and when that stuff starts to happen, it's normally begins with somebody paying attention to them, and they're getting something outside of the relationship that they're not getting inside the relationship. And that's where the transgression really starts to set in. So if there's one thing I've learned over my 16-year marriage, it's that, you know, you have to always continue to work on a relationship. And while, yeah, in one sense you can be comfortable with someone, don't just assume that what you're doing is enough. You always want to push to reinvent yourself, to find ways to really develop that relationship at every stage. So showing appreciation, celebrating each other, it goes a long way to ensuring that you have a successful long-term relationship. Remember, we all have needs and desires that we look to for our partners. And if our partners aren't giving it to us, chances are, over time, it may end up coming from someone else. And that's just the nature of human beings. So really take a hard look at this one and ask yourself the question, are you treating your primary relationship, your spouse, your significant other, are you completely comfortable there to the point where you're taking things for granted? Or are you always that person that's trying to reinvent the relationship, try to make things better and help it grow? I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Any stories you have, any challenges you face on this, just send them to me. It's joel@joelbrookman.com. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about comfort in exercise. But for today, take a look at your primary relationship. Make sure you're doing the things that you should be doing to help you continually grow that relationship. Just remember, if your partner's not getting their needs and desires fulfilled by you, you run the risk of them looking to someone else.